Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period is listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board council by majority vote. Next, we have approval for minutes from last month.
Motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we have approval of the agenda for February 13th, 2025, and both combine or delete any items. All in favor?
Aye.
Informational items. Receive a report from the Indian Springs Library on upcoming activities and events.
Good evening, everyone.
Evening, Miss Jet.
Thank you all for being here. I know that weather's not beautiful. Just a little report. Wanted to give you all an update on our tiny art show. This past Monday, the Indian Springs Library had our second annual tiny art show. We had 41 judged canvases. We had 49 canvases on display. We want to thank everyone who submitted a piece, all of our judges, and everyone who came in support of the Tiny Art Show. Thank you, guys. You make this event great. We will actually have these tiny art pieces up there, 4-inch by 4-inch. They'll be up for about the next 2 weeks. Please stop by anytime the library's open. We would love for you to see it. And we do have the guest book out, so you can leave a message for all of the artists. We are currently, our Lit Happens program for teens is still going on. That will be ending the end of February. We are potentially giving them a couple extra weeks to finish that, but at this point we're looking at February 27th as a final end date. If you have a teen who is in sixth grade and up and they want to participate, they can still jump in on that. Reminder that Wednesday, February 26th at 5 p.m., we have our True Crime HQ. It's an 18 over event. This time it is two doctors going head-to-head in our serial killer knockout. Ms. Justine does a great job presenting information. Everyone can have discussion, bring in their own information, and then you'll get to vote on who you think the most notorious serial killer is out of those two. The winner will move on to the next bracket. So this is going on right now. We have communication through art on Thursday, February 27th. That is a family paint night. So we invite families to come down. We'll read out a story, and then we'll give you canvases so you can paint and have a little bit of discussion. So it's a lot of fun. We are requesting registration for that, but as always, our programs are free. So give us a phone call, stop by, and we'll get you signed up. Reminder that we are having free yoga classes every Tuesday from 10 to 11. Waivers are required, but on your way out, if you stop by the whiteboard in front of the library, there's a little QR code and a little bit.ly link that you can type in. Waiver super easy to fill out. Every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. we are doing Legos and Lunch for kids. This program's for kids 5 to 12. Stop by, lunch is provided by 3 Square, and then we'll have some open building with Legos, so we would love to have you all. Lastly, we have a new teen and young adult program coming. The actual name of the program is to be determined, and we'll start it right after the kids finish their Lit Happens program. This program is going to focus on resumes, cover letters, job interview skills, and entering the workforce as a whole. We are really kind of aiming for young adults who have had maybe one or two jobs. I would love to do this program again for adults in like a one session condensed program, but we are looking at doing a 6-week program for our teens, which will also include mock interviews, interview tips, and actual job search information.
That's great. That's
awesome. Thank you. As always, oh, yes, Bill.
Yeah,
I
was just going to say, all of our programs are always listed online at thelibrarydistrict.org. When you click on the calendar, you can select by Indian Springs specifically. We usually have the calendar up the month in advance. So right now, February's is up. We are working on March. I believe most of March is already in. What's up, Phil?
No, not a question. Just a comment.
Yeah.
Just a comment. I don't know how many of you all went up to and saw these little tiny pieces of artwork that were done. 41 of them here, all local people from K through adults. It was unbelievable. Somebody who's lived here for near 50 years and know that the library started with a little trailer over there in the this program has turned into an absolute wonderful, wonderful thing with Jeff Stewart. She deserves a lot of accolades, and I think we all have to give her credit. Thank you very much.
And for those interested, we will be having our third annual art show next year, so start planning on what you're going to paint on your 4x4 canvases. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Michelle. Receive a report from Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Gary Jett, the Volunteer Fire Chief of Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department. We've had 26 calls so far this year. I know there's a lot of them we haven't been able to make. A lot of them happen like when I'm at work, when all of us are at work, so Creed's been taking care of all those. The Christmas Parade of Lights was only canceled. Wasn't canceled, it was just postponed. It was, it'll be rescheduled for next year, okay? We're not doing away with any of the Christmas stuff. It's just, there's a lot of things happening, me personally, and a lot of my guys, so we all have to have time out. So, anybody got any questions? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I've been hearing that some of the hydrants aren't working properly. I'm just wondering if the volunteer fire department has been trained on.
Lady here is the one you need to talk to.
Well, I know, and they have people coming in to do that, so to make sure they do it right. But is there any way some of the volunteer fire can follow through and maybe train on that?
What, train on the empty hydrants?
To flow
them? We are not allowed to flow them. It's up to the the water district or the water company to do it.
Okay.
From what I was told from years ago, we can't just go out and just flow them. And so we could train on them. We do our training on them, but that's about it. So.
Is that a law, or you're not sure?
You have to account for all water that goes through fire hydrants. So we have to be able to account. We have to report all water that's used in this town to the state engineers. So, like, if there's a fire, they communicate with us and all that, and then we do an estimate on big fires and stuff like that. But it's, and the, so everything has to be accounted for, which is, that's
a state law. If we were to provide a Jones ballot, would that solve the issue?
Well,
it measures the amount of water that comes out.
No, I know what a Jones ballot is.
Okay.
But the problem is that we have to have a schedule and stuff like that. And then if we report that, we've gone through this a lot. We know like if there's a fire and stuff, we account for it that way. But just randomly people cleaning up, and it's not always a volunteer fire department. Other people do it. So to get away from that, the thing is that we go around monthly and test our meters, the hydrants and stuff. We have some that we're waiting for parts on it. But like if they come forward and talk to David and you guys are going to train on them and stuff, mm-hmm. So we know when they're going to be, that's different. But just randomly going out one day and going out and we all of a sudden have all this missing water from our company, we have to be able to account for that. We have to in detail explain where that water is.
Right, but
so like if we have training, I'll contact Dave. I'll send him a message. Hey, we had training tonight. We used 6,000 gallons.
I'm just wondering, it's tested annually.
They're tested monthly.
She said they're tested monthly.
They have them, we have a whole schedule. So they are tested.
And the other thing I got to add is if anybody's going to do any vegetation fire, please call me, because if not, I will get, I'll have fire prevention come out and I will have them write you a ticket. If you do that, you go down and you go get your damn permit, or you go get a ticket. Call me, get your fire, or get a ticket. So, any other?
What's happening with the store to Terrible's in the bushes?
Do what?
The Terrible's in the bushes, the homeless camp.
I have no idea what's going on with it. I know Metro had trespassed them, so that's all. That's all we know. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Receive a report from Metro regarding activity during the path count and area concerns.
Hi. Oh, I'm the new guy. You're stuck with me for a long time. Hi, you get to sit through this again. Thank you for coming, Commissioner. Hi, good to
Hello.
See you again. Ford, nice to meet you all. So my name's Kevin Shapiris. I'm new appointed.
Liver. Everybody else got a hello except for me.
Oh, you were busy talking to them, Courtney. I don't cut her off.
She's taking me.
So Andrew Velasquez, the previous sergeant, he promoted to lieutenant. He's taken over downtown Graves. And then I've been training up here for about 15 months to get ready for this position. And there's still so much more to learn. So I'm not going to stand up here and tell you guys and pretend like I know everything. I know there's a lot to learn. And Andy did the best he could with telling me kind of things pop up as they come. So all I have for you guys, not too much, more of an introductory. This way you get a face of the name. And I'd be happy to take some questions when we're all said and done. So good news is we have been approved for a 10th officer for the Mount Charleston Indian Springs Resident Section. So the bad news is money. Money's money. And we don't have money for that position until July. So yes, we have a spot, but fiscal, budgeting, all that good stuff, all the way above my head sorts of things that will happen in July. That's more realistic. And then I ran some calls to service for you guys. So since January 1st to today, 58 calls to service. We had 8 proactive stops, 4 citations, and 2 arrests. So I guess it depends. Stats, you can tell a story how you look at it. It depends. It means you're really behaving or there's really nothing going on. So it's good. Both ways, it's good. I like it. Please, please, please call us. Leads me to the next thing. I know we have some officers, you might recognize one of them in the room, that do live in Indian Springs. There's 2 of them. What I ask of you is please, 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 their house is not a substation. There's been some instances that have been brought to my attention. You have to call 311 and 911. The reason being is that is how everything is tracked. So when our executive staff down at headquarters allocates bodies, reallocates resources, I cannot justify asking for resources if we're kind of handling things kind of small town style, like, oh, everyone knows Officer Taylor because he's amazing and I supervise him for the past 7 years. He's great, so I'm happy to have him on the team. But I need you guys to call 311-911. We will absolutely respond. Of course we will. I'm fully aware of the wait times on 311. I know the dispatch call center, that's a whole different story. But at least this way I can justify and prove to executive staff that, yes, there is a need for more officers here, more resources. So
you can't call 311. You have to call the
Oh, that's
tower.
Right. The other number. Because
Sorry.
The tower. Yes,
yeah.
That's right. We talked about that.
Yeah.
See how you put me in place?
I just you said it more than once, so I'm like, yeah, you have to. I don't know what it is offhand, but it's the whole number.
But at least as long as that number
and that
is
will
called.
Get you to
yes,
it. Yes.
Yes. I'll get you to it, and then it is officially tracked for our
yes.
terms. Let's see what else we have here.
And I've called it, and they're very, very nice.
They are nice people. We are
helpful, very nice.
So, like I said, it's quick, it's brief. I'm excited to meet you all. You're stuck with me. I have no intentions of going anywhere. 18 years on LVMPD. I've never filled out a transfer request. Everywhere I test or go to, promote to, that's where I stay for a long time. So I don't know if this will be the end of it for me. Maybe. I might test for lieutenant. Who knows, one day. But I'll be here for a very long time. So at least you know you can be kind of put at ease that you're stuck with me for a little bit. And I'm very friendly. I'm a walking Disney character, until I'm not. Any questions for me? Phil, nothing?
Yeah. Somebody did mention something about that thing down there by Terrible Herbs to the east of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of Well, this is a question not just for you, but for down board. What's the disposition on that? That's been discussed so much. It's unbelievable. We didn't want it to get started, and now look how bad it is.
They're still living there.
I understand that, but where are we at? What's this disposition?
Do you want to talk on it?
Yeah, so Officer Taylor, hi everybody. So those two, they have been formally trespassed from the property. So I've been looking for them. When I go during the day, they're not there, which means they're staying somewhere in town. There's people in town that are helping them and letting them live at their place. So they've been trespassed. We can, if we see them, we can take them down to jail, but it's just temporary. They're going to come right back. They're going to have a ride and get back to town. We can't permanently solve the problem. We can solve it for 12 hours, maybe a day, but they're going to keep coming back. We've been in contact with the owner of the property saying, hey, we can get them out of there temporarily, but you guys have to clean this property up. They haven't done anything so far. So the owner is aware of the problem on their property, but they haven't cleaned anything up. So that part is out of our hands. We can temporarily solve the problem, but it's not going to permanently solve that problem.
So the next thing might be for the town board, is there nothing that you can do about, there's got to be some sort of county ordinance about that kind of a mess.
We reached out to code enforcement, but they've never came out.
Yeah, well, we bring it up again, because I've heard this a million times. But unless it's something that, so we need to have a squeaky wheel if you want to get something done, is what I'm getting at.
No, I got you.
So the wheel is squeaking, folks.
Well, in front of Clark County itself.
Are you aware? I mean, we're looking at you because you are our answer.
Because I stopped at different times of day, and I just haven't run into them.
Quarter to eight,
you stay moving around. Well, I think we all understand the trespass. Your hands are tied.
They're trespassing. It's a misdemeanor crime. We can take them on it, but it's not even going to be a day.
As far as that eyesore is concerned, and actually it can attract some more.
You get one, you get two.
I don't know what you guys can do. I would think that you should be able to say something to somebody.
You would think that you could. But, I mean, there's something we can really do, right? Our job is just an advisory board.
Well, I understand that, but is it not somebody that you can talk to about
it would
the
be,
county?
It would be going to our liaison, like we were doing with Marcello before he left, and reaching out to code enforcement. I know that I have the Clark County Fix It app on my phone, and when people have turned in different problems here, it pops up on my phone that somebody has reported this. So my suggestion would be if you have that app or get that app, is just report it. Every time you see something, report it and send it to the county. And maybe the more they hear about it, they'll get tired of hearing about it. But
we thought that, we were told that the county enforcement was coming out.
Did that ever happen?
You got to think she's brand new.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's up to speed and all of that yet. So... I guess I'll tell you now.
Yes,
there was a conversation at the last, before Marcello left, he was in the process of working with code enforcement because there are a lot of properties around Indian Springs that are less than savory and are more of a hazard to the people that live in them.
Okay.
And he was working directly with code enforcement to, I think he was telling us that they were putting together an entire team of officers to come out and kind of handle it all in one shot because they are short-staffed and that there's all these issues in the city with Airbnbs and things like that. So they were trying to just kind of come in and do it all at once.
Okay. So since he's left, does that mean that stopped?
Mm.
So we have to start this process all over again?
Well, to my understanding, there was a list of things that he left off on that was given to Dan.
Okay.
So I would contact Dan to get this itemized list and contacts that Marcello had.
Well, not only that, there was a fire. They had a fire out there. Am I correct that there was a fire out there? So this dry, and it cuts, it's going to go right to that trailer park.
Yeah. The one that's right behind the casino.
My question really was going to go over everything stopped. So we are starting over again.
Not necessarily.
Can I address that? I would assure you that nothing started. I'm the commissioner for that district.
Could you come up here where we can hear you?
I will assure you that nothing was done. Nothing was started. Nothing was done.
Nothing was done.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up now.
Yeah. So you, I want you to start over with me, and we're going to try and get this fixed, because I'm not aware of anything. Nothing has been done. So. And I'm just going to, I mean, people can tell you they're doing things and they're not. All I can do is I just got elected. I just got sworn in a month ago. I'm here. And if there's something I can do.
Well, then, wonderful. If you could have somebody or you report back to us maybe in the next month, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Because it is an eyesore. I mean, welcome to the spring. Look at this.
But I'm just going to tell you, I mean, I've taken over this office. There was nothing done. So.
Well, better something gets done quick before something happens and people get killed.
Yeah.
Then you really got something going on there.
The ones that I turned into him were, he and Gary drove around and they were all in biohazard. Okay. I can try to find the list.
There was a whole, lots of pictures taken. Hopefully those are still, because I went around with him and took pictures. We went through the whole town and took pictures of, there were trailers that are stealing power from other places. There are propane tanks that are hooked up to RVs very close to their trailer. There's all kinds of things.
Clark Lane, living in on a residential, I think it's R1. There's like 15, 16 junk cars in it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that would be like, to, you know, 25 years ago, that kind of stuff wasn't there.
Yeah. Well, we're going to start. Okay. We'll get the itemized and figure it out.
I had to fix my sprinkler system so that you guys didn't come to me.
Always the people like these little things, that's what gets taken care of. But yeah, I will get on this. That's why I'm here, because I want to see what's going on.
Does everybody know what your position is?
He's county. I'm a county commissioner. I just got sworn in a month ago, so I represent this district. I've been up to Mount Charleston and represent them as well.
Wonderful.
And all the way down to Charleston and Decatur.
Well, we appreciate you coming out.
Absolutely.
Are you the one right after Lundy Elementary School up in Columbia?
Yeah, we're working on it.
Is that the one right after
that one? I can't take the credit for everything, I'm there. And I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's frustrating to me, but you're here for it.
If you were promised things were being done, I'm here to tell you that there's been no record of anything that I've seen that was started or done. So we're going to fix it.
So the good news is I don't mind being that thorn in the side. So previously, I guess I should have gone to my background because you guys don't know me. So I've been on Metro for 18 years, and majority of my background, I am a boots on the ground type of guy. I've been patrol for a long time. I was in reality-based training, so basically my job was to figure out how to kill cops and then teach them how to get through it. Ambushes, barricade situations, hostage situations, all sorts of things. So my background is more tactics, training and tactics, but I like being out on the streets. The previous 2 years, I was community engagement. So basically, I was with code enforcement all the time. I understand that those supervisors are not the same supervisors up here, but at least I have a foot in the door with both city and county. I know it's just county, but hopefully I can utilize some of those connects that I've had the last couple of years, and we have been successful. There's administrative hurdles to get through, but of course, I do have a good foot in the door and a good reputation with them. So hopefully, now that I'm here, I can be like, hey, who do I need to talk to? And then I have the time now to kind of be your voice a little bit. More on the law enforcement side, is like, hey, this has to happen. So that's what I'll try and get done for you. That's all I can do, because like you said, our hands are tied on certain things. We handle criminal law. So sometimes we're stuck, but I can be persuasive. Anything for me?
Let's do that then.
You have a card?
I do.
Okay.
That's it. That was easy. I told this was going to be like, dude, get ready. Tomatoes are coming. No. All right. That's it. There was just the drive last week. I was here. Thank you for having me.
So we don't have highway patrol, no free Air Force Base.
Highway patrol, as you know, if I may, Sergeant Bransky, he is leaving. He's going back to Perump. We're getting a new sergeant. I will be meeting him next week.
Okay. Thank you. No free Air Force. Force Base, Stone Creek Air Force Base Fire Department, which I guess that means receive a report from Clark County Parks and Rec regarding activities and events. Bear with me, I have quite a few. We brought in a few new people, so we have new programs going. The first thing I want to touch on is youth baseball is coming up. I still have spots available for 8 to 10-year-olds and 11 to 13-year-olds. So if you know anyone that's got kids in those age ranges, I can use them to fill these teams. We have our next bingo is March 6th. Thursday, March 6th will be our next bingo. Put it on the calendar. Our groceries on the go is coming twice a month now. They have a bus now, so they don't have to set up. They're here for 1 hour at a time. You just get on the bus and shop. They will be here again on the 21st. For those with kids, or if you know someone that has kids, we will have open rec Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of spring break from 12 to 5, so they can send the kids on up and get them out of their hair for a while. We have started a pick a prize bingo, so it's a free bingo during the day at 11 a.m. on, I wanted to say the 2nd and 4th, but I'm not sure that that's the exact thing. I think it kind of rotates depending on everybody's schedules. We just had one today. The next one will be the 27th. So you come, there's no cost to play, and you can, if you win, you just get to pick a prize. We have a line dance class that is coming. The first one will be March 11th, and the second one will be March 25th. These will take place on the 2nd and 4th Tuesdays of the month. And the cost for this is $5 for the month, so $2.50 per session. So we hope to get people out for that. I see some faces look very excited, so I'm hoping that's the case. What time does it start?
The time on that is 6:30 to 8:30. So you'll have plenty of time after you get off work.
Yeah.
starting March 2nd, they are 4-week sessions of archery, instructional archery for 8 to 18-year-olds. You still have to be in school, so if you have any kids, again, in school or know someone, have them sign up. The cost for this is $10 for the 4 weeks. And that will happen on, I believe it's Sundays at 1 p.m.
This is through Parks and Rec, not the
Correct.
One that they do with the school.
Correct, yes. Okay. This is all through Parks and Rec. Everything I discuss is just strictly Parks and Rec. With that, we have an archery registration, which is kind of like a waiver as well. And the last thing is we still have the free income tax preparation. They're here every Tuesday from 9 to 3. It is free for those who make up to $70,000 a year. So come on down and let them help you do your taxes.
That's
any
nice.
Questions? Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yep.
I believe you're next.
Bear with me again. This is going to be a long one to read. Our planning and zoning.
Oh, you missed.
Oh, sorry. I am so sorry. I got ahead of myself.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Michelle Barrett. I am the liaison here for April Becker, but April is here tonight, as you've all seen, and I will be here to help with anything that you need. I've already put in a text to a couple people about this list that might be around, and so we'll be following up on that and any of the other things. I know there's been a request on possible doors for ADA doors for the library, so we'll find out these things. If there's any of these kind of needs or requests, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. I have cards here that I'm happy to give you, and any questions? Yes?
Before he left, I had asked when they were going to repaint the sidewalk for Boulder and McFarland.
Okay.
Because when they redid the McFarland, obviously, you know, they went over the sidewalk there.
Okay.
The crosswalk.
You said sidewalk.
I'm sorry. I meant crosswalk.
Crosswalk. Okay. Sorry. You said and Boulder and McFarland?
Boulder and McFarland, yeah.
Okay.
So you know, I am currently going through my notes because I do take notes at every meeting and writing down the list of things that we talked with Marcelo about and we're waiting for information about.
Fantastic.
So I'm writing a quick list of that for you.
Awesome. Okay, great. We can reconvene then on that. Any other questions?
Is the road repair on Sky Road on there anywhere?
It's on the list.
Yeah. I have a list that I'm making as well. So between the two of us, we should cover just about everything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
planning and zoning, PA-24-700037-Colvin Industrial Property Group, LLC, Series C, plan amendment to redesignate the existing land use category from mid-intensity suburban neighborhood and compact neighborhood, CN, on 14.31 acres. Generally located on the south side of Raleigh Lane, 250 feet west of McFarland Avenue within Indian Springs. Number two, ZC240691, Colvin Industrial Property Group. Zone change to reclassify 14.31 acres from RS5.2, residential single family 5.2, zone to an RM18, residential multifamily 18 zone. Generally located on the south side of Raleigh Lane, 250 feet west of McFarland Avenue, within Indian Springs. Number three is the VS-24-0690, Colvin Industrial Property Group. To vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way in the lane located between Sky Road and McFarland Avenue within Indian Springs. Description on file. And the last one is the DR-24-0692, Colvin Industrial Property Group, LLC. Design reviews for following: one, multifamily dwelling; two, alternative landscape plan; and three, final grading plan on 14.31 acres in an RM18 residential multifamily 18 zone. Generally located on the south side of Raleigh Lane, 250 feet west of McFarland Avenue, within Indian Springs. Hi.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Tim Moreno. I've been here a couple times to present this project for the neighborhood meeting. I represent my client, Colvin Industrial Properties. One of his employees is here, so to answer any questions that I can't. But anyways, what we're proposing is 130 units of rental units. You can say that they're apartments, but they're not your traditional apartments where you have two or three stories and 16 units to a building. These are the most to a building is two units. They're the single bedroom unit, and then the rest of them are single buildings for either the two bedroom or three bedroom units. And we just wanted a mixture of those so that whoever needed to rent a certain type of home, we have it available for them. So we're asking for 130 units. We're on 14.3 acres. That gives us a density of 9.1. In its current zoning, this property can build up to 8 units per acre. So what we have to do was change the master plan, amend it to higher density, which allows us up to 18 units to the acre. But all we're asking for is just 1.1 more density, just to get the 130 units. And the reason for the 130 units is that we feel that that will get us to the point where we can afford the infrastructure that we need to bring in for this project and upgrade for the community also. So what we're doing is we don't have any waivers whatsoever. All the rest of the things we're meeting code. So this is the landscape plan, and we have residential zoning here and residential zoning here. So we're required to put 15 feet of landscape buffer with an 8-foot wall on the outside, and then planted with two rows of trees all the way down. And all the way down here, we're adjacent to the residences. So we're meeting code for that requirement. Amenities within, we have open space that's required for this type of development. The required open space is 15,000 square feet for the whole development. But we're providing 30,000. And we're able to do that again because we're single story and we're not putting a dense development, 18 units per acre. we're able to do this because we're at 9. The other things that we have is we'll have a community pool, a rec building, and a rental office, and also a proposed gate here, so that we could keep the property and maintain it. The one thing that changed on the site plan since our last meeting was that we moved the entryway, we moved it to the east so that the neighbor's concerned that the headlights will be shining into his bedroom 24/7 or at nighttime, it's going to be very disruptive for him. So we moved the entryway this way, and we tried to accommodate as much of the comments that you had at the neighborhood meeting. And so with that, we have to vacate. This is a county code requirement. On right-of-ways these days, they want the sidewalk to be detached from the curb for pedestrian safety. So we had to vacate 5 feet of Raleigh, and then we provide a 10-foot, they call it landscape and utility easement, so that you can place a sidewalk 5 feet away from the curb. So that's the third application here. And then the last thing, it's a design review for this complex, and that's the color scheme that we have proposed. County may change it, but this is the proposed color scheme that we have. With that, I think I'm done presenting. Do you have any questions?
Real quick, I apologize. It says split level, single family, multi-family homes. Is this what I know as a duplex?
Well, the single bedrooms, the one bedroom units, are duplexes.
Mm-hmm. Side by side.
But the two bedroom and the three bedrooms are single, like a single family home.
These are rental units.
So percentage of that is Section 8. Because I know that it has to be with that many units, you have to have Section 8. You don't?
I do not believe so. I used to do that with you, and it's up to the owner. Mm-hmm. That's what
I thought it was. When I did. Yeah.
It could have changed. But when I did it, you can't force somebody to take it. Because we did take it at first, something happened and they just built it down, then we were allowed to no longer take it. So,
what's your answer about Section 8?
I'll answer that. At the two previous meetings we had, that question came up. That was at one of the original meeting, and we said we have no intention of Section 8. That's not our intent here, and we did address that at the original neighborhood meeting.
That's a possibility. I have another question. This question was brought up. Have you reconciled with the state about the possibility of I-11 going through there?
Well, yeah, I-11, they have three corridors they're looking at, right?
Yeah.
They're looking at three corridors. They said the one that goes on the backside of our property is one of their last resorts. They're going to try to upgrade the current I-11 corridor, which is the 95. Yeah.
But it's still a possibility.
Oh, it's a possibility, yeah.
So you don't really...
Well, so that's what they told us, right? And that's all we can report on is that.
Yeah. Would you plan on building this prior to knowing one way or the other whether it goes through?
You know what they said is it'll make it harder for them to use this corridor if we build ours.
It's true.
It's first come, first serve, right?
Yeah. They're in study mode right now, and they have to do environmental permits, right? They shared with us that this one requires a lot more environmental.
You're answering my question. In other words, you don't know yet, but like none of us know
But you will build anyway with the possibility of that happening.
Okay.
That answers, yeah.
Yeah, we don't know. We met with them.
Well, I know that when it was brought up before, you said you didn't.
We didn't even know.
You didn't even know.
Yeah, yeah. Because we weren't informed.
Yes. They stated on some of your original ones that Betty Ridge is going to stay a private drive, not a main entrance for your development, correct?
That's right. We are dating that. And it's only emergency access only. Yeah.
Thank you.
I actually... I received a letter from a couple residents that were unable to be here, so this is coming from them and not myself. This is technically to the Indian Springs Town Advisory Board. It is a petition that reads, pursuant to the Nevada Open Meeting Law, some of the landowners listed below may not be able to attend this meeting. Therefore, we are requesting this letter be read into the records by the TAB secretary. The landowners listed below own properties adjacent to or near the subject property in Indian Springs and agree with the four-paragraph comprehension planning analysis and recommendation to the commissioners for denial of this proposed development. This density does not belong and is not compatible in a rural residential neighborhood. For the past several years, the landowners in Indian Springs have been advised by the Indian Springs Water Company, the public water company servicing the community, that it lacks the water rights and appurtenance, wells, pumps, and piping to service potential future development. It is also well known that the current water system is antiquated and inadequate to deliver sufficient water for a domestic and fire. No will serve letter is included with the subject applicants. Does the applicant have a commitment from the Indian Springs Water Company as required by the Public Service Commission? The property owners listed below welcome and encourage any future developments provided the project is consistent with the goals and objectives of the master plan, does not negatively affect adjacent property owners or impact local services, roads, traffic, and will enhance the Indian Springs community.
Who's the
I have Russell Highfield, Daniel Highfield, White Horse LLC, STS LLC, and that's it. Here you have. I made you a copy.
No, thank you. Water, we're working on getting water rights and getting water service to our property. It is one of our hurdles, but we're working on it.
Do you have the same septic or sewer, I mean?
Sewer, we contacted the Clark County Water Reclamation District, who manages the water, the sewer system in Raleigh, and that has capacity for our development.
Any other questions to the builder?
I thought you had mentioned you guys didn't want the pool.
The pool?
Yeah.
That was discussed. I will ask a question. So if you put a pool into your project, and you said maybe a gate, you'll
have to... Not maybe a gate. We are...
You are going to gate your community.
Yes.
Okay. Because it will become an issue with the town's kids, definitely.
Oh.
I mean, it still might. They jump the one at the school all the time, but...
You know, that
could be a security gate coded...
So the pool is only going to be for the residents.
Yeah. Correct. Only for yes.
The main gate to get in, is it going to be coded to get in?
Coded meaning
you have a code.
Code in together. Not anybody can just drive through.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So going back to the pool question, your pool, will it be fenced and coded itself?
Yes. Yes.
It's
in this red area, and it's all going to be fenced off.
So. I think that's an insurance thing. It has to be fenced.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I couldn't say that. So my one big question is, your one wall that you were talking about had to be double-treed because of the county codes?
Yeah, it's a buffering standard.
Okay.
Yeah, so ours is a more intense use than our neighbors.
Right.
So they require 15 feet of landscaping buffer, 8-foot wall.
Okay.
And then the trees, two rows in between.
We are Clark County, that's true. Henderson is another town, which is true. They're starting to clear all theirs out, and they're going down to one tree, and they're spreading farther apart. So our this area here says we have to have two rows of trees?
Yes.
Really, that's more of our water.
Yeah, with the water service, we had to calculate how much water usage we're going to have on landscaping, and make sure that that's covered in the water service.
Is there a specific type of tree that you have to have?
Yes.
What type of tree? Because I mean, there are drought. Sorry, there are drought-hardy trees, which is why I was asking. It would kind of solve both problems.
Well. We're required to use the county's list, right? So I'm going to guess that it's drought. It's
drought tolerant
because they use us a lot of water.
Right.
But I don't know the name of these trees at all. I mean, they're all listed on this landscape.
Clark County has an approval list of species of trees.
Okay.
All landscapers have to follow that guidelines.
So will the owner of the property be responsible for maintaining those trees?
Yes.
Okay, kind of digress back to the sidewalk. Now, you're talking about putting a sidewalk in, right?
Yes.
Okay. But what, there was a waiver or something?
Well.
What was that? I kind of skipped over that.
Okay. So the county, typically Public Works, requires us to put full offsets. That includes curb and gutter. All the pavement on our side of the street, our half of the street, curb and gutter, street lights, and sidewalk.
Okay.
Now, if the town, because we're a rural community here, right? If the town doesn't want the sidewalks, please let us know. We'll put in a waiver for that so that we don't build a sidewalk. Okay? That's if you don't want it. But the county Public Works is going to require us to install those.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to get a waiver to get away from the sidewalk.
Well, only if the town doesn't want a sidewalk. Again, it's a rural community, so here, right? So a lot of rural communities, like the northwest side of town, they don't want anything. They just want the pavement, and that's it, right? So if the desire of the town is not to have a sidewalk here, we'll be happy not to install a sidewalk, but we have to go in with a waiver after.
You're looking for opinion from the town now about that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you my opinion. 130 units, that's a lot of children walking on the street. I'd rather see them on a sidewalk.
I think the last thing they had, people did say that they would prefer to have, like the builders previously have asked to waive them, but this time they had asked the community showed a desire to have sidewalks this time. So.
Well, yeah, so we're having this meeting now, so let's make sure if we can.
I agree with the sidewalks, but what about the light pollution?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, let's discuss that.
Right, because
that would be on the table also.
I would love to have lights up there because my dad lives up there, and when I leave at night, these people have no idea what freaking speeds limits are or speed. And they just speed past my dad's house all the time. Can't tell you how many times I've almost hit somebody. Not because of my fault, but because of them.
Yep. Yeah.
And so a light, you know what? If you don't live up there, then don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, the light pollution still affects the entire town, regardless if they live up there or not.
Isn't there what they call low impact lighting, which will still do what she's wanting, but won't be that bright white light?
Yes, we could look into that. And also, on site, we're using the shoebox lights that you attach to the wall so that they're not sitting up high. It'll be lighted, but it's low.
It's facing down.
I mean, there's...
In the internal of the...
The lights need to be there because we have people that allow their kids and the adults themselves are driving up and down Raleigh Lane on quads, on motorcycles at night without any headlights. Nothing. So until they come up on you, you don't know.
Well, what includes the streetlights?
I agree with streetlights. I have no issue with streetlights.
Okay, so streetlights in our town, we are a low-density light town. So if you are coming up with a light to go over the sidewalk, that's a profile that doesn't spread out, per se, it does cover the street, that's halfway good. But if it goes on to other properties and stuff like that, that's not good.
Okay.
So there are lamps for that kind of style.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious to know how the faulty fire hydrant will affect your construction.
They have to put in fire hydrants.
They have to install their own?
Yeah.
They have to do all infrastructure.
Inside.
Yeah, we have to meet the fire code. There's
right, but you're not required to repair any of the existing faulty ones during the construction process?
Well, are there any adjacent to that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. So if there are any and they're faulty, then of course we'll replace them. Yeah. Because they have to meet code, in order to fight fires on our
property. Right, well, just to start the construction process, I know that you are required to have a hydrant within a certain distance of the site.
There's one right at their entrance.
Yeah, there's one right there.
Is there one on the street?
Yeah.
I didn't check.
Yeah, there is.
We'll have a turn here. Have you guys looked at what the targeted rent would be for these units?
Still evaluating. We don't have all our costs figured in for this project just yet. We're still in entitlement process. We haven't put anything out to bid, so that would be down the road. What we have done, we have looked at or contacted and researched some of the other rental units in the Sky Canyon area and stuff there. So we have an idea of what the rents are, and we'll tell you how we lower the notes.
I know we're right across the street from Creeks. Is that somewhat your target audience?
Well, I will tell you that we've contacted the supervisor in charge of all housing for Creech, and we asked him, is there a need for housing? He said that they have very little housing on base, and that right now, if a new airman was to show up, it's 6 to 8 months for housing on the base. He said, absolutely, we need housing there. But we're also looking at the prison. We're looking at the test site, Mercury. So it's not just that, but we did do our due diligence of calling the supervisor in charge of housing at Creech.
When you say the
short-term rental, it's going to be like yearly?
Oh, absolutely. It would be a minimum of a year. Okay. Yeah, there is no short-term. Okay. And not only that, we also asked the supervisor of housing at Creech for VIP, and we are willing, and we've even said that we will hold X amount of units for their VIPs. That'll always be housing there for them if they don't have the housing on base.
When you mentioned you also looked into the prison, can you elaborate a little bit more?
Well, just the number of employees that are at the prison, and we just looking at the project, how many people are working at the prison, how many are at Creech. Future airmen at Creech, Mercury. So we just looked at the whole sum of it all to decide how many units we wanted to build there,
right. What
we could build there. Because remember, it's 14 acres. There's only 12 and a half acres of building
there
because of the mountains that are there.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So with the change,
with
the change of the rezoning, you're changing it from 8 and you only want to go up to 9, right?
9.1.
So, and you have all of that extra space already accounted for.
Yes.
So if we were to approve this rezoning, you guys aren't going to come back and be like, oh, we're going to add an additional 20, 30, 40 units to the 130 that
absolutely
we already have.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's my opinion.
And remember that a lot of the open space that is there hasn't been designated as what we're going to do with it. So it could be volleyball courts. It could be additional parking. We know one of the comments that came from the neighborhood meetings was that folks that live here have RVs and they have others that they don't have parking for it. We've asked our engineer to exhaust that and look at that if we could provide some of that if it works in our open area. And maybe we have 20 spots on site
that are rentable per month, whether it be to the residents or to the folks that live here in Indian Springs. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you guys measured Raleigh and have looked at the imprint of where Raleigh sits? I don't think it's a full width when they paved it.
I don't think it is either.
I think your offsides go way over on your side. I think they paved. I think Raleigh, I know for a fact, I think it's about 30 feet.
The half right of way is 30. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
So I think it's Raleigh was paved
all on one side?
Yes. So, good for just us. Giving no, you a heads up.
Yeah.
Jessica, what's the expected timeline for the building project to start?
So we're done with entitlements in April. And then we go through final engineering and studies. That's going to take us to towards the end of the year.
Wasn't it 2027, I believe, your guys, is about when the school was built, going to be done, I believe?
No, one of the comments was Nevada Power would not have their upgrades
new
in until June of 26, was it?
I think
it was June of 26.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... did we answer your question?
So June 26th.
That is June.
Do you already have the funding
to build it?
Is the project fully funded already, or are you just trying to get everything in the line to acquire funding? Because that's happened out here before, too.
Yeah. I think the biggest issue
the
is water
funding is already.
Okay.
Yes.
Question. Yeah. Yes. Well, because that happened, and we went through everything and under the sun, and then the guy didn't have funding. That's why I asked. Yeah.
So you had mentioned with the new school, have you guys reached out to Clark County to tell your expected, because I know there's been a lot of discussion about the new school and how many new children it will provide for, if any, and all of that, the size they're going to be building. Has your company reached out to Clark County to express the amount of?
We have not.
Actually, I can answer that. The only thing that the school knows is that there are permits that have been requested, but no building is being done. So according to the school district, we're not growing.
So it's based on permits?
Yeah.
They're looking at permits, yeah.
Which won't happen till towards the end of this year.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Each individual one.
I'm trying to get more people to
favorite numbers that have never been on the ballot before. So. Certain things that are small towns are very important to these kids. Like right now, we have two gyms, because we are a unique K through 12,
right?
We need the two gyms. They're giving us one multi-purpose room. And they're taking
away. Item one. Is there a motion on item one?
Make a motion on item one to approve.
All second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Item two.
Make a motion to approve item two.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is this time we're discussing the stipulation of the month?
Yeah, we'll get, yeah. Item three. Motion.
Make a motion to approve item three.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Four. Item four.
Make a motion to approve item four with the stipulation of no more than 130 low density lights. And
so
low end.
No low more than 130 units with low density lights.
Low density lights. Excuse me. Yes.
Motion to approve.
Aye.
Aye.
Agreed. Thank you.
Next on the agenda, we have general business. Vote for chairperson and vice chairperson. Must be the time you're not in here. I nominate Dean Brooks for chair. All in favor?
Aye.
And I nominate.
Forgot
who it was?
Yeah, I forgot.
As vice chairman.
Aye.
That's
the line
going.
Thank you. Okay. The next thing we're going to do is approval of the attached calendar. You guys have all got the calendar in front of you. It shows the date of when you have the meetings for the year. They're all that Thursday before the Thursday.
I have my
idea. Okay. So now I'm done. You can finish reading the last section of it.
Okay. Before we hit Article 7, excuse me. Let's take the podium. So, because there's a recorder right here and I want to make sure it hears me. Our little town has volunteers. Gary Judd's one of them right there with the fire department. Doesn't get paid. Not a dime. Okay? The members that are sitting up here at this table, they're volunteers of Indian Springs. There's TABS and there's CACs, they call them. Okay? Here, we have TABS. Town board members, okay, Sandy Valley, Mountain Springs, Good Springs, Red Rock, Mount Charleston, and Red Rock, excuse me, stop there. Those are what they call CACs, okay? Indian Springs, Mount Charleston, we're TABS. So, how does a person get to sit up there? They have to fill out one of these bad boys, and they send it in. And this lady sitting right there and her members get to look at these and discuss them and say yes or no to these applications. This one's mine. Okay? Once they say yes, you get a letter and you get an email and everything from the liaison and stuff, you get to go to a class. That was my 8-hour day there, my time, and anybody else that went there. So we give our time to this. We give our time to the community. Tracy Hess, Kristen Singer, Kanani Pinkerton, and Luke Pearson. All right? Nobody gives us a check for doing this. We do it on our own time because we decided to help with the community. It's our volunteerism, okay? And a while back, somebody jumped up and said, we work for you. Sorry. Nobody gives me a paycheck. My retirement from my union does. That's about it. So I went to this class that the county gives for us, and it says, volunteers are not paid. That's exactly right. And not because they're worthless, but because they're priceless. Because we give you our time. We want to. We want to be part of the community and so forth and help everybody out. And we definitely don't want to be abused. We want to be helpful. We want her position to help us. We want our secretary to help us, as she's doing a great job doing. But we sure don't want to be abused, and I want to make that clear as we go on to 2025. And we would like everybody else to check with us, talk with us and everything, because what we want to do and what we've done in the past, we talk to this person sitting in this chair a lot, and that person helps us understand, like when this builder came and everything, what's he doing? What kind of projects he's got going? And if we're doing our homework, and if we're talking to each other and checking these things out, sometimes we know a little bit more than you guys. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes you guys will be the person going downtown and talking with her and checking things out. You get a little heads up more than we do. Because like you take this gentleman right up front here, Mr. Frank, he's retired. He's got time to roll down there. I do too. Sometimes I go to the fire department and talk to Gary's bosses and stuff. Not because I'm anybody. Just I'm retired. I got time. I get to go do it. And it's part of what I do, okay? It's just part of what I help, you know? I don't ask for anybody to pat me on the butt or anything else for it. But that's what we're doing because we decided to sit up here and be volunteers for it, all right? So help us out. And nope, nobody's paying us to do it. Just want you to know that. And we gladly, at times, will get with people. This gal here, she's working all the time because we're calling her. We're texting her. We're emailing her and stuff. Okay, and we're trying to do the best we can for this town. This town is growing. This gentleman right here says, well, you know, I haven't got a hold of the school and stuff. I don't know that we're getting a school within a couple of years. Maybe you can answer that. But I don't see a school coming for 3-4 years, if we're lucky. So this builder right here, I don't see it rolling up too fast. Richard, the other builder, he'd probably be the first one to put some houses in out here. And then she's working with him on water and stuff like that. So stuff's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. The county wants stuff to happen out here and stuff. But how fast it rolls, we don't know. But all we can do is our best shot and stay involved with the school system, the county system, these commissioners that we got and everything. Give them a call. Give them an email and stuff like that. Our liaison, stay on top of her. She's here to work for us. So that's what I want to say, but definitely nobody gives me a paycheck. So I just want to make that comment, okay? Thank you.
I have a question for you.
Would you take the
podium, please?
Podium, please. Thank you.
I was, and I don't know if this is factual, but I was told something the other day, which really concerns me, about our school may be losing funding, and because we're not considered a rural school, we're part of Clark County. Now, we all know we're part of Clark County, but we are a rural area, and we have been. I moved here in 75. Okay, and really, our town really hasn't grown that much since 75? Yes. Up by where my other property is? Yes, that's come in. And Beezer and a few. But sincerely, this town, we're still not incorporated. We really kind of have businesses, still don't have banks or anything. So we are technically a rural community. So my concern is a lot of people that move out to this community live out here and choose to move out here and drive back and forth for big stores and deal with everything that it takes to live in a rural community. But a lot of them do it for their children, for their opportunity, not to have to go to a town. This town lives and survives a lot with the school programs. That's why we have the town we have. This town gets involved. People volunteer their time. Everything in this town, the softball field, was built by the town, volunteering, the community. So much of this town has been achieved by the people that live in this town and have lived for years. So I know Indian Springs, people are putting pressure on Indian Springs to grow. Believe me, if anybody in this town, I know, because I'm inundated constantly about people wanting to build out here. But you lose that school, you're going to lose this town.
I don't know where you heard that, because I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't know your source, but I do know that I spoke with CCSD yesterday in my office, and there are plans to, I believe it's $18 million of improvement.
I just was told that a lot of the funding the school gets is federal funding. But we don't get, because we're a rural, we're not considered a rural school. That there is talks. Well, it's just like the school they want to build is smaller than what we have, which makes no sense. Okay? You have no other source of gymnasiums or... You have Parks and Rec. This is our Parks and Rec. You don't have a gymnasium. You don't have the parks. I have brought up tons of times to these developers, hey, that's how that stuff gets built in Clark County, is by the developers. That's how they get parks. That's why Vegas has parks everywhere. They have to go in, depending on the density, they have to go in, they build the park. Then they turn them over to Parks and Recreation. Then the taxes and the funding pay for the Parks and Recreation. I have brought up to every builder that has come out here, and I said, what are you going to do for the community? Has any of them been willing, really, to do anything? They haven't. They really haven't.
Peggy, I don't mean to cut you off, but you have
That's fine. I'm just saying, that is a concern. I'm telling you, the heart of this town is with the school. And that's why a lot of people live out here. And I know that you fought for the school. And
still fighting.
And still fighting.
Still fighting.
It shouldn't be that hard. And that's my concern.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to Article 7, which I jumped in there first. Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah.
He just jumped up.
Article 8.
It's his first day.
Yeah, first day. Okay, comments by the general public, which we kind of jumped ahead on there. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, council, jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. She's got a soft one. So please stand up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, address, and spell it if you have weird names. Thank you. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board as a majority vote. Anyone?
Phil, go ahead. You have to step up to the podium.
Yep.
Say your name.
My name's Phil Frank.
Phil, we'll wait till you get there. You know it takes a minute to get there.
You might help me out with this.
Okay.
I'm glad you're down here, Commissioner, because the school was brought up as kind of a sore subject because they are going to build us a new school. We're really happy about that. And part of the plans are to destroy the gymnasium that's there now, and I believe the theater, and the school is going to be downsized from what we were told. And in lieu of what you heard, I don't think we need to downsize at all. What we'd like to see is the gym kept there for the. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't care what anybody says. Same thing with the
theater.
Those things could last there a long time. Now there's going to be a meeting for anybody who's interested, who's got kids here or going to have kids. You're not going to, not you. you're not having anymore. At any rate, there's going to be a meeting next Thursday.
It is the 20th at 6 o'clock.
The 20th at 6 o'clock.
At the school.
Now, if it's on your schedule, if you have time at your schedule, it would be wonderful if you could show up to help represent us with this. I'm sorry?
It's on my calendar.
Wonderful. I know that Lindsay, what's Lindsay's last name? She's the Clark County School District
No, you're thinking Lydia Dominguez, but that's not who he's referring to.
No, I'm not talking about...
Yeah, he's referring to Lindsay.
Not Lydia, Lindsay.
He's talking about...
I hope that we can get Lydia Dominguez, who is...
Tomlinson? Lindsay Tomlinson.
Yeah, okay. So if we could get more people here to help represent in the spring school, we'd appreciate that. Because we don't want a smaller school. The kids would suffer, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Okay.
You know, we have a unique situation out here because everything's K-12 out here,
yes.
And these kids are involved, and we need
the physical
space. So we'd like to see to it that at the very least, that we don't lose those particular facilities that are quite usable right now and will be for at least 2 decades. We need them. Thank you. How much more time I got?
40 seconds.
Anybody got any questions? No, thank you.
I just want to piggyback off of Phil that the meeting is on the 20th of February, 6 p.m., but it's at the school library for anybody. It's not going to be up here or in the auditorium or the Thunderdome like it was the first time. It's going to be in the library.
The school
library? The school library. You do not have to have children in the school to attend. You can just be a concerned member of the community, you can be a grandparent, anybody is welcome to attend.
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Kurt Lenhart. I live on East Winston Lane, and I've lived here 18 years, and we've been told, well, Megan Holzer, she was our liaison for years, and they always had this money. We're getting this money. This money's, you know, we don't know where to spend it. So we'd have these ideas. They were going to build a trail for walking. They were going to build...
The park is still underway.
Right.
That's still happening.
Right. But nothing happens.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Well, we got the commissioner here. Let's make something happen. 18 years. I'm telling you, I've been here 18 years, and they've been saying it for... 18 years, and nothing ever happens. They were going to build a ballpark. They were going to build a walking trail. They're going to paint this. They're going to do that. Nothing ever happens.
Right.
And the school is ridiculous that they want to build a smaller school. It's just ridiculous.
Now, I am not over the Clark County School District, but I will make it a point to be here. It was told to me that the foundation in the gym was...
So the thing with the foundation is that, yes, they said the foundation has issues. When the town asked to see these studies, because we all know what happened at Lundy, they hemmed and hawed and never actually presented us with anything. They said that we could email them. Nobody ever responded. So the foundation issues are very apparent in the rest, like in the main school building. The theater is a newer building, and the gymnasium was built in 99, or in the 90s. The school was built in the 70s. We would like to see proof, basically, because we are all, we don't want to be the next Lundy, basically. So, yes, they said foundation issues to us, but we would like to see that because the gym is so much newer and you can't see any foundation issues whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't blame you for wanting that.
Have you been in it, Commissioner?
Only when my kids played.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it. I've been in the gym with my kids all
over. It looks just as good when
I played against you guys and they got beat. So I have to be in the gym and I'm yeah,
this isn't the only high-density housing that they have planned. I mean, this isn't the first, second, or third units, you know, that they're trying to put in here.
There are three high-density proposals that are in the works.
That nobody wants, that lives here.
Yeah,
and we're getting it shoved down our throat. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. I put my glasses on. All right. If there's no other comments or anyone wants to jump up to that little wooden podium and have a talk, our next meeting is March 13th, 2025. Meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you.
Relatively painless.
I was going to say, not too shabby.
No, too shabby at all.
So I already have my.